Welcome to the December 12th, 2010, 11 o'clock worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today, the Sanctuary Choir presents its Christmas cantata, A Canticle of Christmas. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now, for our worship service.
Good morning. We welcome you to College Park Baptist Church. We are so pleased that you are in worship today. It's a special time to be together, the season of Advent, and especially the celebration of our cantata this morning. So we're pleased that you are here today. We would like to find out who is in worship, members and guests. The way we do that, on the inside aisle of every pew, there are pew pads. We invite members and guests, if you could take that pew pad, write your name down, give us any contact information you choose, check the appropriate boxes, and send it down so everybody has an opportunity to fill that out. We do ask, once it gets to the end of the pew, if you could send it back to where it got started. This is an opportunity for members to find out the name of the guest that's on your pew and introduce yourself at the end of the service. We do ask, once that pew pad gets back to that first person who filled it out this morning, if you could tear out the pages that were used, that will help our ushers collect those at the end of the service. Thank you for helping us with that. A few announcements we'll make as we get started today. Most of these are listed on the opportunities for the week that you'll find on the back of the bulletin. Just a couple of scheduling things. Today at 4 o'clock, our youth council will be meeting. We'll be meeting in the youth room at 4 o'clock today. Hopefully you got an email about that, but it is not in the bulletin, but it is happening today at 4. Also, at 4:30, we're asking the youth choir to be here, and at 5:30, all the children's choirs to be here, because at 6, we want everybody else to be here. We are having a Christmas concert tonight of our children and youth choirs, and we want everyone to come and to support them and listen to beautiful Christmas music. And that starts at 6, and there will be a fellowship in Smith Hall immediately following that, and everyone will be invited to that as well. Let me see. Speaking of Christmas concerts, College Park has great music and lots of gifted people, and next Sunday morning will be another opportunity. At 9 o'clock will be the Christmas Rock Opera. It is for the recreation service. We've done the Passion Rock Opera the last couple of years around Easter. We're going to change it up a little bit and do it centered on Christmas. And so we want you to come and only be at the 9 o'clock service. The 11 o'clock service will be a normal service, but at 9 o'clock, Christmas Rock Opera, we want you to come in Smith Hall for that that's going to be a great time together. Let me see. Today I'm excited to announce the construction on the top floor is complete. We're very excited about that. There's still a lot to do before we move back in, but they've got some cleanup to do, but pretty much the construction on the children's hall is complete. Which means in the next couple of weeks, we are moving ahead with the basement level renovation. So adult three, and there's going to be some, I know that you talked about that, I think today in Sunday school. Excuse me. We are going to be doing that probably the week after Christmas. We're still working on the actual date with the contractor, but we're very excited that we're going to do this basement level, and the education building will be completely renovated. That is a wonderful thing, and so we appreciate all the. It's going to take some patience. A lot of our children and preschool families have been very patient for the last several months. Adult three, we ask you to do the same thing for us. It'll just be a few weeks, and when you get back in there, you're going to love it. So we appreciate you. We'll get more details to you as we get them. I do want to say a special welcome to our guest instrumentalists today. We're very excited. Thank you all for joining us today. This is always a highlight of our schedule, and you guys play a big part in that. So thank you very much for being here this morning. Let's see. Any other announcements? We have ushers that have come down to the front of the aisle. They always They're always in the back waving at me. Don't forget us. Don't forget us. If you're a guest this morning, we have ushers that like to give something to you. As a guest, just raise your hand right where you are. Ushers will give you a packet of information. Inside the packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our congregation, as well as you'll find a little bit of the story, the history of College Park, and a newsletter that tells you what's going on in the life of our church. So we are especially thankful for your presence this day, and we ask that, and we pray that God will reveal himself in a mighty way during this service. As is our tradition, we spend the very beginning of our service during Advent lighting the Advent candles. And this morning, we're excited that Matt Hamby is going to come now. He is flying solo as his wife is running a little under the weather today. And so we appreciate Matt coming and leading us in worship.
Good morning. Today we read from the Old Testament, Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. For unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of course, in the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness for the time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. From the New Testament, John 16, 19 through 24. Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so they said to him, "Are you asking one another what I meant when I said, 'In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me'? I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will give grievance, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman is giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come, but when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because her joy that the child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief, but you will see. But I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. In that day you will no longer ask me anything, and I will tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have asked for anything in my name. I ask you, ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." And today we light the candle of joy.
Thank you, Matt. Let's pray together. Father, this morning we have come into the sanctuary. We see the beautiful decorations. We can feel the anticipation of the music that is coming. We can be excited about Christmas is just a couple weeks away. But all of this is for nothing if it's not for you. We invite you to be in our midst this morning. May your Holy Spirit reign in this place. May everything that is done in this place be done to glorify you, to say thank you for sending your Son, to say thank you for the love that you have shown for us. Let us show you how much we love you with our worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glorious on the whole, for peace just stand here. pray together. Lord Jesus, how awesome that we can gather together in your name at this time, in this place. How awesome that we can celebrate with joy the music that's going to fill our hearts. Lord, let your spirit work through that music to bubble over and bubble out and bring us to a place of worship of you. Incredible, Lord, that you can give us resources that we get to share through our offerings. You've given us everything. Jesus, my prayer is that each person here would wake up every day counting the blessings, celebrating each thing that you give us, each joy, each trial, each triumph. Be with us as we worship you today. Bless this whole congregation, Lord, and let your spirit rise up with joy as we celebrate your love. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us the money that we can pass on. In your holy name, amen.
Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy, and they said that his name was Jesus. Jesus. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. Jesus.
watch over their flocks by night. Keeping watch over their flocks by night. And the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them,
Fear not, O shepherds, fear not, for unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
With the angel a multitude of a heavenly host praising God and saying,
Glory, 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 glory,
frightened in my life.
So was I. Me too. I was terrified.
Do you see?
I've never been the skies quite white so bright.
Nor have I.
I'm still shaking.
I was petrified. Was I dreaming?
No, nonetheless, we all were dreaming.
No, it's true.
Yes, it's true.
Are you sure?
I saw it too.
What a sight!
There's never been a night like this in all the history of the whole human race.
Praise God! Bless the Lord!
Praise His holy name!
Who are we?
Why are we numbered among the very first who know He has come?
Who are we?
Why has He chosen us?
We're just your very ordinary commonplace.
Customary shepherds who've been waiting for Messiah to come.
We've been looking for a formal proclamation from the leaders of our land in Jerusalem.
But instead He came to Bethlehem. The angels told us so.
This is so. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What a reason.
We'll go to Bethlehem and see this wonderful thing the Lord has told us.
hearts are bound.
I'm with you, me too.
Alleluia, come on, let's go.
Thank you. Great joy when they saw.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.